Gain specialized knowledge at the crossroads of real estate, sustainability, built environments, and infrastructure with Georgetown's one-year master's in global real assets. Learn to make investment decisions across the built environment, from traditional real estate to infrastructure and sustainability. Plus, you'll get firsthand experience underwriting live deals in hands-on real estate clinics. And with personalized career coaching, as well as access to a robust network of business school alumni and industry leaders, you'll be equipped for success. It's time to tap into the rapidly expanding career opportunities in global real assets, including real estate, infrastructure, private equity, and energy resources. Earn a master's in global real assets from Georgetown to gain in-demand skills and stand out in the real estate industry. Explore the program at msb.georgetown.edu/gra-podcast.
Life can be chaotic. If you're running a retail business, don't let disorganized order fulfillment add to the chaos. Use ShipStation instead. With ShipStation, you never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again. Whether you're running a business out of your garage or you have multiple warehouses, ShipStation is ideal for every phase of your business's growth. Save time with one login for all your stores and by automating repetitive tasks. Plus, you'll save money with the best shipping rates from global carriers. ShipStation's industry-leading features help you deliver a better customer experience. They'll get accurate and faster shipments, along with automated tracking updates with your branding. And with up to 88% off UPS and USPS rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates, ShipStation is the fastest and most affordable way to ship. Calm the chaos. Switch to ShipStation today. Start a free trial at ShipStation.com/audio. That's ShipStation.com/audio.
Find Todd and Tyler on Facebook,
Twitter X,
and Instagram. You're mindlessly scrolling anyway. Why not check us out? This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Got anything lined up for next week, Bush?
I believe Rachel Ware and Tyler Walsh will be here next week. Zach will be here. And comedian Steve Trevino will be joining us on Friday next week.
He's
in studio.
Bone, yeah. Nick's doing some comedy tonight with Tyler Walsh.
Yes,
right?
Tonight we will be in Exeter, Nebraska at the Twisted Wrench.
The second show that we've done with Rachel Ware where Mr. Skin did not appear. Is he going to join us as well?
Skin should be back next week as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think she was pretty disappointed last time.
So the Wayne's World licorice dispenser, I thought they would sell those anyway, but this woman actually sells them now?
Apparently she got this patented somehow and is now selling them.
Nick, you always wanted that,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that'd be great. Where would you get the licorice?
I don't know where
remember there being more long licorice around when I was a kid.
Me too.
Baseball games and stuff.
Can you get the long strips
time.
Anymore? That's a great question. Can you get the really long strip like in Wayne's World, which is a 30-year-old movie? You know,
were they long flat strips or just like cord
rope?
Rope.
Yeah.
I remember that.
But continuous, not just little chunks. You know.
Yeah.
Like on licorice dispenser.
Like 40 yards of it.
Yeah, maybe.
Put that in your mom's car before you give it back to her. Right. You give it back to her, there's a licorice dispenser in it.
Yeah, it says it attaches via magnets to the sunroof inside of the SUV that this lady drives. And, it looks almost exactly like the one in the Mirthmobile.
This one comes with three licorice ropes.
Yeah, but then you got to find it to refill.
Yeah.
That's fine.
About 3 feet long.
Would it be cool though? Somebody gets in the car.
Yeah, where do you get?
Be cool for an Uber guy to have a licorice rope thing up there. You want some licorice? Sure.
Well, can you just put it straight to your mouth? Can you just eat like the whole time?
Yeah.
Well, you in the movie.
I guess once you bit into it, it would
like pull it out and they rip it off, don't they? In the movie,
it's an IV bag.
It looks cool, man. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah,
cool.
It looks like you can buy bulk licorice rope online.
Oh, you can. There you go, Nick.
Man, I just went Wayne's World 3.
That's an important purchase.
Yes.
You get a box delivered to your house. Your wife goes, what'd you get? Bulk licorice rope.
I wouldn't feel bad about that at all. We have stuff showing up on our porch daily. But
you
know
do.
What? I got a licorice dispenser.
One for daddy.
Yeah. Right. I got a feeling
and I'm going to put it in the ceiling of the living room.
The novelty would wear off after a short while. you probably really wouldn't use the licorice dispenser.
But licorice lasts like the half-life of plutonium, right? Licorice doesn't go bad.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, sure it does.
It could be in that loop at the top of your car forever, man.
It gets old and crusty.
Okay, here you go, Nick.
In the morning.
A 60-pack of Super Rope licorice, 34 inches each. They're individually wrapped, so you'd have to unwrap all of them and put them in the dispenser, but 60 of them for $70.
And how many will the dispenser fit at one time?
It looks like you probably could get 5 or 10 in there, guessing, at least. It wasn't super huge, but it was big enough.
So they're 34 inches. They're nearly 3 feet.
Yeah. You could get a number of them in there.
Listen to that Miller South education. Nearly. He knew it was a little short of
Where do you buy the domes you stick in your car? And who puts those on for you?
What the name of the company?
You got to get one. Yeah. When the Focus comes back, just put it in
it's
there.
Party man. On licorice dispenser. It looks there like there's go. A couple tabs.
All right.
Oh, it said magnets.
It's not adhesive.
No, it said this. She's got like there must be super magnets in. She's got on each side of the sunroof, just holding it there.
Okay, so you don't have to go to your body shop guy.
Yeah, he's already there.
The Maybe the guy who's
fixing his car right
who's
now,
cutting up your car, could install one permanently.
That is awesome.
Yeah, here it is. $38 to $44. I guess it depends on how many. Oh, you can get ones that already have 3 Super Rope licorices in the gift box.
Yep.
Those are the $44
right.
variety.
Yeah. So our sleep schedules are kind of off here. So what kind of sleep do we have to get dementia?
Well, it's
bring it on, man. Yeah.
It's actually a sleep behavior, I guess you would say.
What's our behavior?
I think we're on the right track.
To dementia, right.
I guess, let's see, there's a new study out suggesting that people who move around a lot in bed or thrash about during their sleep could be exhibiting an early sign of dementia or Parkinson's disease.
Uh-oh.
In nearly all cases, they say. Those who move around in bed, thrash around in your sleep, in nearly all cases, they end up getting Parkinson's or dementia.
I don't think I do that. I know Chloe has a complaint. But I don't think I thrash. I've never been told that. Yeah.
Research has long suggested sufferers
of... You guys thrash around in bed? Or your partners thrash around in bed?
I think I do.
Oh, yeah. Well, it didn't surprise me. Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny that you can't remember.
I'm sleeping.
Yeah. Plus, you said your wife flashed around a little bit, right?
No, she's not much of a...
Oh, no, she grabs your sack once in a while.
That was one time. Yeah.
For warmth, right.
I have more than once woken up and she has been asleep with one leg crossed over the other. Like
you mean like
no like
laying on her back or what?
Laying on her back like so she's got one leg bent so that the foot is on the bed and then the other leg crossed over it
and sleeping like
and
that.
And sleeping like that.
Was she dreaming sometimes about I put waiting my legs for up a like doctor's that. Appointment?
Yeah. Sometimes I put my legs up like that for my back but I don't fall asleep that way.
In the middle of sleep.
Really?
Just
sitting there like she's in, you know what? She's an office. I mean, she's in the white collar world. She probably sits like that all the time, right?
Yeah, she works from home now all the time. Oh, okay. So I mean, all the time I've been with her, maybe 3-4 times, I've woken up in the middle of the night and you see, weird.
She's like sitting over there, huh?
Well, no, she's laid down, she's got one leg crossed and the knee up in the air. And it's like, what is going on over there?
Is it harder for you to masturbate with her home all the time?
Obviously.
He's more quiet.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess
the whole spectacle surrounding it is gone now.
Hey, guys, this place in Lincoln, this Nick, it's a licoriceinternational.com. They might have a rope there for you, he says. Checking in.
Hmm. Licorice International?
Probably,
is it a store?
Owns it. That guy probably owns it.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
so
that's all you sell is licorice? All right. Maybe it's a wholesaler.
Gourmet candy shop.
Oh, cool. All
right. Offering a large selection of licorice and sweets.
All right.
Huh.
You're a licorice guy. So 100% of the time you flash around, you're heading to dementia?
Well, it says they've long known that these individuals who act out in dreams have increased inflammation in the area of the brain that makes dopamine. And Parkinson's and dementia patients are known to have diminished supplies of dopamine because nerve cells that make it have died. So there's the link there. If you're really thrashing around in bed in your dreams, you're not making enough dopamine, and that is a very known link to Parkinson's and dementia.
I'm full of dopamine all the time.
Well, dope. Right.
I'm just looking at all this licorice.
Yeah. Well, you got time, Nick.
I didn't realize there were so many different
varieties.
Don't you
go past Lincoln to go to Exeter this weekend?
Yeah.
All right, stop and get some licorice for yourself there.
Yeah, I should.
Right. And your birthday's coming up in a few months. See if she wants to get you a licorice dispenser for the car. Yeah.
You got your mom's car. I think you put one in there.
Yeah. All right, here's your
brief. This is a soft eating flavor mix.
All right.
Dementia quiz.
Soft
all
eating.
All right, let's hear it.
Are you unable to learn new tasks?
Nope.
Unable or unwilling?
Struggling to stay focused on a single task.
Yeah, I have that.
Finding it hard to take part in conversations. Every day.
Yeah, the listeners
that depends
would say
on
we
the
do.
Conversation.
Yeah. This is a 4-hour conversation every freaking day, man.
Yeah, but I find it hard to take part in it sometimes.
But we do.
Yeah.
We do. We talk more than most people do all damn week.
Mistaking reflections or patterns for other objects.
No, don't have that.
Unless you're really, if you're really high, you do.
Don't you do that from time to time, but not on a regular basis.
No. Like,
Yeah.
And what does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Getting unusually sad, anxious, or frightened. Well, for me, that's not unusual.
No, that's not me either. Yeah, not the third one so much.
Unusually is the first one, subjective part of that.
So that means you're likely to get dementia or you might have it?
Those are the signs you might have it.
Yeah, that it may be creeping up on you.
And apparently they've developed now an AI-powered algorithm to analyze video recordings of sleep tests and say, well, you might have an increased risk of dementia.
Can you imagine? I've never done that sleep test they do for other things, but can you imagine watching video of you sleeping for 4 hours? And they do that, or 8 hours, whatever. I don't even know what I do. I don't even want to know what I do, you know. I don't thrash or anything like that, but I mean, just
a lot of farting. Snoring and farting.
Yeah. Farting and snoring, right? In the morning.
Now, when we first moved to town,
a lot of drooling, right?
We shared the hotel suite.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I would come up and watch you sleep every once in a while. 2-3 hours at a time.
It was weird. I'd wake up and be standing there looking at me.
Right.
Yeah.
You were very peaceful, usually. Oh, he was just talking with a senior from Westside High School. He looked so content.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
I don't know what the drooling when waking up from a nap. I'm like, oh man,
I know,
like, really carpe diem.
when your couch pillow is wet, you know.
And what the hell brings that on? Because there will be like
drooling.
Good question. Sometimes I slobber on the pillow. I haven't slobbered on the pillow much lately though, so I'm curious.
Good for you.
What I'm
That's
doing.
True. It's not all the time for me either. Yeah, I told you I woke up licking my pillow once. It was a sex dream. I was actually licking my pillow.
Last week.
Yeah, that wasn't last week.
You call biting licking?
Yeah, and I wasn't dreaming. Yeah, and I was on my belly. That's a good point, Nick.
But I think
the whole story changed now. I forgot about that.
I think you're right. I think there are people who like habitually drool in their sleep, and then there's some of it just that every now and again you wake up. And,
but it's not all the time. Is it when you're too hydrated?
Your face is just leaking?
Oh, I don't know.
It could be.
Yeah, that's what happens when your face is leaking, Nick. Sure.
And that's not drool, by the way.
Another topic for the doctor to address.
Should have swallowed more.
Tyler, did you end up getting the bed in the, when you had to split the property?
Yes, I did.
You kept the bed?
Oh, I love that bed.
Because you earned that bed.
I earned that
bed. We earned those beds.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
We
built the city. Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Do you use the adjustable thing on the bed a lot?
I when I watch TV at night, I don't pull it the whole way up like Todd does. You wake up in the morning and the weekends just put it straight up, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll watch TV. I use it to watch TV.
Yeah. I do use it to watch TV at night, yeah. But not. I don't usually bring it the whole way up, push. But just about 6, 8, 10, 12 inches, you know?
What are we talking about?
I don't know. Biting the pillow again? I don't know.
And I've got it angled a little bit, which apparently
I love it.
Helps.
I love it. If you could afford one of those that moves, and I know ours was... It was a situation where we got them because we did some advertising.
Sure.
And they're expensive.
I remember the number on
those. Was it 10 grand?
Yeah, it was about 10, 12 grand.
Yeah. And you I wouldn't spend $10,000 on a bed anyway, but unless I was rich.
But you know what? You can. Real easy.
Oh, real easy.
And
by the way, you spend most of your life in beds, they say, to do it, but $10,000 is a lot of money.
But I mean, you can go spend $3,000 or $4,000 on just a mattress in a blink.
Right.
You know?
Because I'm sure the ones that sense when you're snoring and then... You know, raise the...
I think your wife has to move it for you.
There's some of them that automatically do,
There are some that do it, that sense vibration, and then will raise your mattress up a little bit. Those got to be more than $10,000.
I think those are the sleep number ones that do that? That all the NFL guys...
I would end up standing 45 minutes after laying down.
Right.
You just sleep like a cone head.
Right. So they say something like
strapped down to the bed. Yeah. Like,
80% of NFL players use the sleep number bed because they get them for free.
Yeah. Right.
So who's the 20% that said, nah,
the guy didn't like it.
Numbers 45 through 53 on the roster.
Right. Yeah. somebody doesn't like it, exactly.
Yeah, Stafford and his wife are in a commercial right now for those things.
Oh, I've seen a bunch of NFL guys.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have the adjustable bed, and I don't think I watch TV in bed enough to make it useful.
Oh, I watch TV in bed. Yeah,
like, the end.
Oh,
of
but you're right. I think that's really the only reason you need it, Push. But unless you do snore, I guess, like that. But I don't sleep on my back. I sleep on my side. So, you don't want to lean up.
That bed was the only reason I went upstairs, because at the time I was sleeping in a hospital bed. It was that year. And I really enjoyed propping myself up and watching TV from the hospital bed. And the stairs were the devil at that point, too. But finally, when we got...
The devil.
They're a devil when you drink gin, too, for that matter.
Right.
Yeah, that's how they hook you. That's how all the bed... They just wait for people to get hung up in a hospital bed. And they go, now you want one of those adjustable beds, don't you?
Josh Gad is due to phone the program in the next hour.
You could rent a hospital bed for a long time for $10,000.
Yeah, but then you've just given up, right?
But most people...
If you're an able-bodied person and you have a hospital bed, you've given up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And most people...
Because eventually you might have one. So you don't want to wish that on anybody, you know?
And remember, Todd, you had to sacrifice having a couch in the living room.
Right.
Most people want the couch in the living room, not the hospital bed.
Sounds comfortable.
Oh, it is.
9 months.
That'd be great.
Nick. He was in that thing for 9 months.
8 months. Only 8 months.
Drooling in his hospital bed every day. All right, come on back.
Friday. Yes.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
If you're running a retail business, don't let disorganized order fulfillment cause chaos. Use ShipStation instead. From running a business out of your garage to multiple warehouses, ShipStation is ideal for every phase of your growth. Save time with one login for all your stores and by automating tasks. Plus, you'll get the best shipping rates from global carriers. Calm the chaos with the shipping software that delivers. Start a free trial at ShipStation.com/audio. That's ShipStation.com/audio.